Get up, Flyer fans. It's the show just for you. Flyer Feedback, presented by Bud Light and live from the WHIO studios. Flyer Feedback is brought to you by
Bud Light. Here's to the beer you can always count on. And by Flyer Spirit. Stop on over to Flyer Spirit on Brown Street and show off your Flyer pride. Go UD.
Call in with your comments or questions. 457-1290. Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now here's your host, John Bedell and John Tisdell.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into Flyer Feedback, a show coming to you live from our studios at 1611 South Main Street, where we do not tweet recruits. Hashtag don't tweet recruits. Hashtag the more you know. John Bedell, John Tisdell here with you in studio. And that's right.
Yes.
I say it on the Twitter machine. If you follow me, yes, you know it. It's my wife and I tell our son, he's 5 weeks old, listen, buddy, make good decisions. Tiz,
don't cheer on the Yankees.
No. The Flyers are losers 72-69. They go to the Charleston Classic in the first round. They draw the Hofstra Pride. This was a field, Tiz, that when they announced it months back, you kind of thought, ew.
Mm-hmm.
You would have liked to be in the winner's bracket because had they won this game, as Anthony Grant said after the game with Larry, he said, look, we obviously would have liked to be in the winner's bracket because if you had been, Tiz, you would have played Clemson tomorrow, and then even win or lose, you would have had a shot at either Auburn or Temple because that side of the bracket is Auburn, Temple, Clemson, Hofstra. Now you're looking at playing Ohio U tomorrow, and you're going to play either Indiana State or Old Dominion after that. But as Anthony Grant also said to Larry, he continued that, well, that's too bad. That's not where we are.
Nope.
We're in the loser's bracket. We had chances to capitalize, and they just didn't throughout the night. As we talked in the Bud Light postgame show, Tiz, this was a game that, you know, it wasn't like they were getting blown out and they chipped away at garbage time and they made it much closer than the game might have seemed for much of the night. This was a game that after really the first 8 minutes, and it closed the first half. They went on that. I mean, they were down by as much as 15 in the first frame, but they went on that 12-0 run, made it a game at halftime, and then really, Tiz, it was just for most of the second half. It was just they were close all night. They just couldn't get over the hill and finish. You know, that lead was anywhere from 6-2 at any one point. It just kept kind of ballooning back and forth.
Right.
Hofstra had the lead the entire game up until just over 2 minutes left. Mm-hmm. Dayton was able to tie the game at 69. They had the ball with the game tied, couldn't capitalize. Mm-hmm. And then, Tiz, you know, as we mentioned, they did have a shot.
They too.
With 6.5 seconds left. Yeah, two shots. But the last shot that ended up being the last shot of the game, you had a chance with 6.5 seconds left to run a set play and get yourself at least tied in the overtime. But again, they couldn't convert. That was really the story of the night. Not able to get over that hump. And, Tiz, they dropped 72-69 to Hofstra, and they dropped to 1-1 on the season.
And that's the bottom line. I mean, the Flyers had their chances. I mean, to me, the difference was in this game is when the Flyers went scoreless over that five-minute period of the first half. That included four turnovers. That was during that 10-0 run by Hofstra when they went up 18-7. And then Hofstra, of course, built that lead to 26-11. And then the Flyers, they closed out a lot better, as Keith Walskowski said during the broadcast early in the ballgame. And look, there's a lot to build on. I thought Kostas had a solid second game. Double-double, 10 points, 10 rebounds. Darryl Davis, I thought, again, second solid game, 20 points, 4-5 from beyond the arc, 7-13 from the floor. Trey Landers, this is a guy who's playing better, 9 points, played well. Zarius Williams, 4 of 11, 1 of 8 from 3. That's the only downer. I thought Svoboda struggled. But then again, this was his first game back. Keep in mind, he didn't play in the first game. Crutcher played moments down the stretch. Crosby was not in there in crunch time during the second half. I'm curious about that. But, look, I mean, this is just I get the sense. I mean, this is the transition as we go from Archie to Anthony because there's no Scooch, there's no Kyle, and we're probably going to get some games like this. And to me, I'm not as concerned about this team now. I'm obviously concerned that Dayton lost. I'm interested where this team's going to be come December, come January and February. That's really where you want to be keeping an eye on this team, especially as you get during that three-month stretch right before conference play.
Yeah. Yeah, and there were some bright spots. The fact that, as you said, Kostas had a nice game. Double-double from him.
Solid game.
Some people wondering why Josh Cunningham wasn't playing, foul trouble.
He was in foul trouble.
And Anthony said, hey, as we went on and we tried to insert him back in the lineup, we get in foul trouble again, couldn't really handle it, and we just kind of liked the flow that, he was given us with Costas as his replacement. So they stay with Costas, and he had himself a nice game. Mm-hmm. And a nice effort from Daryl. And we're going to break for news
here. Yeah, we got news at the top of the hour.
Top of the hour. So we're going to break, pay some bills, tell you about some news, and we'll be back with Flyer feedback after this right here on the Home of Flyers.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Mary Worden here at the three big things you need to know this hour. A Miami University student is facing multiple sex charges in Butler County. Dayton police are looking for the suspect in a shooting that left one person wounded at an apartment building on Xenia Avenue. And our top story, Republicans helped to pass a tax reform plan onto the Senate today.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell, tracking some breaks in the clouds overnight, just how chilly we get and when the rain returns. It's in my forecast coming up.
Now WHIO triple team traffic. Not seeing any accident activity on the freeways right now. I am keeping an eye on your drive times. If you're headed northbound on 75 from Edwin C to 70, that 10-mile drive should take you 9 minutes. Our top story, a tax reform package that passes the House today is getting high praise from a local lawmaker.
Competitively, we are the best market for goods, services, intellectual property, capital, you name it. We're just not the best place to do business. And this gets us competitive again.
Representative Warren Davidson, the Senate now has the bill. WHIO News Time is 10:01. It's 39 degrees. Active weather in the Miami Valley is expected to wrap up this weekend.
Most of Friday is quiet. The rain comes in late Friday night. Rain and wind for Saturday, calmer Sunday, but cold with temperatures only in the 30s.
Storm Center 7 Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell has the latest forecast coming up. One person has been wounded in a shooting that occurred in the hallway of an apartment building in the 300 block of Xenia Avenue, and Dayton police are looking for the suspect. The shooting occurred just after 8:30 tonight. The suspect is described as a male from 6 foot to 6 foot 2 inches tall, who was wearing a black hat, gray vest, white pants, and black shoes. We're working to learn more on this developing story, as well as the condition of the victim. Another Miami Valley community says no to pot for now.
Miami Township is extending a moratorium on medical marijuana for a second time. That means another six-month ban on the issuing and processing of permits to cultivators, processors, and retail dispensaries. Just last month, Miamisburg, Moraine, and West Carrollton all banned medical pot.
WHIO's Ron Otto.
With local news every 15 minutes, this is WHIO Continuing News.
In Columbus, the Ohio State University is suspending fraternities. OSU's Director of Greek Life is stopping all social, recruitment, and new member activities, calling it a proactive step. 11 fraternity chapters at OSU are under investigation for possible violations. The school is saying this is a chance for the community to pause and reflect. WHIO News Time is 10:03. Coming up, your five-day weather forecast.
CareSource Medicare Advantage plans combine hospital, doctor, and drug coverage in one convenient plan and offer more benefits not covered by basic Medicare. Plan premiums as low as $0, plus so much more.
CareSource gives me the advantage I deserve.
Visit CareSource.com and enroll today. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits and premiums may change January 1 of each year. The formulary may change at any time. You'll receive notice when necessary. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium.
Own a business but baffled by digital marketing? You have to be there, but how? Introducing the all-new Cox Digital Marketing, a company you know with proven results. Right now, we can create a full report of your website, plus even audit your competition. Then, our digital media experts will work with you to create a custom digital marketing plan. Start today at coxdigitalmarketing.com. Proud to have Google's premier partner endorsement, their highest honor. Cox Digital Marketing, trusted custom solutions.
14 teams come to compete, but only one will win the crown. The Heart of the Nation will host the Atlantic 10 Men's Basketball Championship at Capital One Arena in March of 2018. 5 days of nonstop basketball action. There can only be one champion. The A-10 Championship at Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. March 7th through 11th, 2018. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Looking for a creative gift? Treat someone 50 years of age or better to a learning experience they won't forget. A gift certificate to the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at the University of Dayton. They can choose from a list of seminars at the time best for their schedule, such as History of the 1919 World Series, Artificial Intelligence, Intermediate iPhone, Creative Studio, Shoot, Process, Print, and more, all offering an intellectually stimulating yet informal fun environment. Call 229-2347 to purchase a gift certificate today.
He's been a favorite for many years.
Great traffic reporter.
I grew up listening to him.
Helping you get to work and get home for over three decades.
Dayton's most trusted traffic authority is Sergeant Mark Bowron
on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
WHIO News Time is 10:05. Now your exclusive Storm Center 7 5-day weather forecast.
Clouds gradually break tonight down to 29. We'll look for a little sunshine Friday before clouds move back in late in the day. Breezy, milder though, 53. Temperatures will hold steady or even slowly rise into Friday night as rain, even a few thunderstorms, moves in. It'll become windy as well. Winds could gust over 40 miles per hour into Saturday with still the chance for showers and thunderstorms. As we head into late Saturday, colder air moves in. Can't rule out a few flurries Saturday night into Sunday. A high Sunday only 37 with gusty winds. Temperatures moderate early next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is clear. It's 37 degrees in Troy, 38 in Kettering, and 39 in Dayton at 10:06. I'm Mary Worden on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
You're listening to Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Call with your questions and comments now. 457-1290. Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, Flyer fans, welcome back into our studios. John Bedell, John Tisdale here with you for Flyer Feedback. Flyers a loser tonight. 72-69 to the Hofstra Pride at the Charleston Classic. The first-round loss gets Dayton into the loser's bracket. They will play the Ohio University Bobcats tomorrow at 7 o'clock at night in Charleston. For the second time in three games, the Flyers will get themselves some action. So, not ideal for the Flyers tonight. One of those nights where, as Tiz and I talked about in the first segment of the Bud Light postgame show, really one of those nights where you felt all night they just really could not get over the hump. They kept it close most of the night, but couldn't finish. And that wound up being the case when the clock hit all zeros, because the Flyers did not grab the lead for the first time this game. They never held a lead until a little more than 2 minutes left in this game. Came back to tie it at 69. Had a chance to get it to overtime with one last possession with 6.5 seconds left. They actually had two good looks. In the closing second, Zirius had a three that just fell short, and then Crutcher had a shot from the right wing, or the right corner, actually, as time expired, just went halfway down and popped out, and it was not to be for the Flyers tonight. Some positives, though. Daryl Davis with a career night. 20 points for Daryl Davis. Kostas with a double-double. 10-10 for Kostas. Tiz, and Daryl Davis is one of those guys that you'd like to get a little more offensive help. You know, he was kind of on fire throughout the whole game, which was good, but you want to get a little more offensive help for Daryl. But he's one of those guys that I think is going to be, you know, Cunningham had a very, you know, un-Cunningham-like offensive performance because of the foul trouble. Yeah. You think he's going to probably do a lot of the heavy lifting offensively. Mm-hmm. You'd probably throw Zirius in that mix. And then Baby D, too, Tiz, is probably going to be one of the guys that's probably among those three doing the heavy lifting on the offensive end. So a good night for Daryl, although in a losing effort. Yeah.
And Daryl has waited his turn. Let's be clear about it. I mean, he's played behind Jordan Seibert. He has played behind Scucci. He's watched them for years. And I've thought about this. I'm wondering if he's going to have the kind of year that we saw Devin Oliver have, back in 2013, 2014, where we saw Devin Oliver in his senior year not only help this team, not only on the basketball court, but off the basketball court, because you saw that with Daryl even at times tonight, really leading his team. Daryl playing in control, attacking the basket, being much more aggressive on offense than he was really in the last few years. because there was a couple of games, John, that I saw him last year where it was a tale of two Darrell Davises. And I'm careful, by the way, not to call him Baby D. I'm going to let Larry and Bucky call him Baby D, by the way.
All right.
But in all seriousness, there were two games. Number one against St. Joseph's of Indiana, missed a couple of layups, and he was on the bench, and he had the longest face. And then against Richmond, big game that Dayton won, he was playing a lot better. He missed a couple of his first threes, but he kept shooting, and he played effective. And his defense also really picked up. And really the game I thought that really turned it around for him last year was Northwestern, a game that Dayton did not win, and a night in which Kyle Davis didn't play well. Darrell Davis defensively got Dayton back in the ball game, and Darrell Davis is an underrated defender, and offensively, I think he's going to really pick up and have an even better year this year.
Oh, he became their second-best defender behind Kyle Davis last year, very clearly. Tis, it's been a while since I've done this. AM, or, well, tell one or two. Man, it's been a long offseason for me. Two. All right, here we go. Dick and Dayton, you think the Flyers played well, which they did, and they're going to be fine. Welcome to Flyer Feedback, Dick. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I agree with you, John, and John, I think, they were a little sloppy, but I like Darrell Davis tonight, you know? And, you know, you got to consider they lost so many players, but I think they're gonna have a good season, guys.
Yeah, I think it'll be okay. I keep sticking to my prediction of somewhere between 17 and 20 wins. We'll see where they end up. I think a bit of a dip from what we've seen the past four. But I think that's just to be expected, Tiz, with new regime. And, you know, the transition years, they're always kind of awkward and goofy.
Yeah.
Plus, just when you lose the talent they lost, I mean, how do you not have a little bit of a step down when you lose your all-time winningest class and then talent like they did last year? You're gonna see a bit of a regression, but yeah, I think they'll be okay this year.
Well, good talking to you guys.
Hey, you too, Dick. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate you checking
in, Dick,
here on Flyer Feedback. And just like Dick did here in Dayton, you can call us up at 457-1290, or you can tweet me at JavidLWHIO. We may read your tweet on the air, and you can join us up. No Bud Light, Mike. We're not at Flanagan's. We're here at 1611 South Main Street, but you can still call and hit us up on the tweeter machine, as the kids say these days. So, also, breaking news, no winner in the Queen of Hearts game at the Whistle Stop in Ansonia. Again, they've been playing that game for like 40-some-odd weeks, Tiz. They started, get this, just let me digress real quick. It started with 54 cards on the board.
Yeah, no kidding.
All these weeks ago, you draw one card a week.
Yeah.
And if you flip over the Queen of Hearts, you win. They have played now. They're down to 9 cards on the board. Next drawing is Wednesday, November 22nd. And the owner did tell us today over at New Center 7, they're going to draw this thing this month until somebody wins. So if they draw next week, there's no one. They're going to just have another drawing, and they're going to draw that night until somebody finds that card. And ends it.
Oh, my goodness. A couple of tweets that Project Friday, I think, at Project Friday FM, I believe that's our, I think Steve was checked in.
Steve from Miami Township,
I think. You're right.
He started following the Flyers at Elite Eight run year.
That is correct. Antetokounmpo defended the glass is like watching an albatross swat at flies. And your good friend Adam at Adam, good, your friend Adam, I'll just put that. In a rebuilding transition year, you watch for more than a W and L. Costas Antetokounmpo is a dude. I liked what Crutcher did. Wish Jordan Davis got more run. Play the kids. So a couple of tweets right there. And probably one that someone from at DCrum51, Fairweather fans already down on Flyers and Grant never were really...
never really were.
Yeah, who was Fairweather? Yeah, yeah, seriously. I mean, I know we're not. I mean,
we're pragmatic, Dave.
Yeah, I know. But anyway.
And here's the thing. I'll make this clear. You know, I keep saying 17 to 20 wins. Here's the thing about Anthony Grant. I have been as high on Anthony Grant's hire as I was on Archie Miller's. Okay?
Yeah.
They are going to be fine under Anthony Grant. They will be just fine. But these transitional years, Tiz, they're just a little goofy. It's a young team. Anthony's got to work on getting his guys in here.
Archie had to do the same thing.
Archie recruits. Let's not forget Archie Miller's first year. They went NIT, no postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as we talked about on this fan base, including people who shall remain nameless, who still called the show, wanted to throw his behind overboard in January of 2014. People forget that. People conveniently forget that half this fan base wanted his head on a platter in January of 14 before that run. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, it's a young team.
Exactly.
You lost your best class in school history in terms of winning percentage. And a tremendous amount of talent. There's going to be a dip. It's not being down on this team. It's being pragmatic.
Right. And Right, and there's always the
trend. They're going to get back to making the tournament every year, exactly, or being in the race for it every year, making That's it every right. 3 or 4 years. They'll be fine. But this year is going to be... I will say this. As I mentioned Friday at Flanagan's, I am incredibly intrigued, and I think a lot of fans are, the pragmatic ones, about what this team becomes, Tiz, because they're so young at so many different areas. I'm really fascinated to see what this team is going to be, because I think nobody really knows just yet. We're seeing, you know, kind of flashes of pieces here and there.
And we saw that at times tonight.
Yeah, what are they going to be eventually? I'm excited to see this season play out and to see what they end up being.
Yeah.
And don't tell me I'm down on Anthony Grant, because
No one, not yet. Anthony Grant is a good guy. He has been successful wherever he's been at VCU. Yeah. Look, he took Alabama to the NCAA tournament, and that's really good, because Alabama is not a basketball school. They're a football school.
You talk about things people forget. Not just the success he had at VCU and Bama, Tiz, and in the NBA, coaching, you know, right, with the Thunder. But when he was at Florida, he was one of Billy Donovan's assistants.
That's right.
He built. Now, he was only on the roster, or not on the roster. He wasn't playing at that point. Only on the staff, Anthony was, for that 2006 title team.
That's right.
But as an assistant coach and as one of Billy Donovan's main recruiters, let's not forget, Anthony Grant built those back-to-back NCAA championships.
They
squads,
were pretty good.
All right? Joakim Noah, Corey
Al Horford.
Brewer, Al Horford. Those are teams that Anthony Grant built.
Lee Humphrey, who could flat-out shoot.
Hand in building at Florida. So let's not forget his time at Florida, too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be fine. I mean, and look, we talk about transitions. Look, BG even had his own transitions as he went from Purnell's guys. Remember, he had 1 year of Ramon Marshall, Keith Walskowski, and Sean Finn. Then he had Brian Roberts. Then he had Charles Little. Then you slowly had Marcus Johnson, the Jacksonville Jet. Yeah, there you go. Shout out to the Jacksonville Jet. Hadn't had one of those in a while. Kurt Hillsman. We could go on and on. There's going to be a transition. You know, this program has just gone from beyond what this was when Oliver Purnell took over. This is just, we can't even describe where this program has gone from in the last 20-plus years. It's just been remarkable. And just, we're enjoying every second of it. And there's work to do. This team's going to get better. But don't judge it right now. Judge it by what it's going to be in December and January.
I'll say this, too, is that, you know, I think people have to keep in mind that, you know, just because I say no tournament this year, no NCAA tournament, it's not necessarily, you know, I'm not down on Anthony Grant. And two, people have to keep in mind, we just went through a four-year stretch. That how long has Dayton been playing basketball, Tiz? Like, forever?
Mm-hmm.
They just came off a four-year stretch of doing something that we have literally never seen this program do. Even in the glory days of Don Donahoe, Tiz, they never went to four straight. No. They missed a tournament this year. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. All right? Nick in Westchester. Nick, welcome to Flyer Feedback. You want to know how long will Anthony Grant stay in Dayton? Is that right, Nick?
Yeah, and not just that. I really do think Anthony Grant is going to be a successful coach, but he's also a Flyer. I mean, he's something that Dayton hasn't had. Somebody with, like you guys were saying, prestige, and he's got this. He's got a pretty good career under his belt. He just watched the guy average a triple-double last year in the
that's
NBA.
Right. Yeah. No, I
How long do you think he – do you think this is – and not to mention $72 million worth of renovations going in within the next 3 years. You guys are talking about Dayton coming up as a program. How far do you think Dayton is going to come as a program? And that's all I have to say. I'll let you guys take it away.
All right, thanks, thank you for the call, Nick, here on Flyer Feedback. Yeah, I said this back when Anthony was hired, Tiz, when they – you know, when Archie left for Bloomington and they were looking for a coach and they started that coaching search
–
there was a couple of ways they could go. You know, there was a lot of people who thought they might have gone the up-and-coming young and assistant route, which you can do.
Right.
And they did with an unknown guy at the time named Archie Miller.
Right.
And they got lucky. Now, some of that was foresight of Tim Wobbler and at the time, even as an assistant AD, Neil Sullivan, knowing what they were looking for.
Yeah.
But you got lucky to a certain extent and caught lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with going that assistant route.
No.
But it is, as we know, fraught with risk. So I really like the hire of Anthony because, as Nick mentioned, he's a guy who has a track record. He's had success everywhere he goes. I think he got a bit of a raw deal at Alabama because, as you said, Tiz, they're football people there, and they don't get the full support of the
not at all
program like they do here at Dayton. But I think Anthony, now that Archie has kind of, you know, the work Archie did to sort of bring that program back up to prominence, I think what Anthony can do is stabilize that, continue it, and just keep it on that trajectory.
Yeah.
Because I, like I said, I think I am as high on his hire as I was on Archie's back in April of 2011. You know how high I was.
Oh, you were
on that one.
Incredibly high on
that. I think he's going to be here. I don't know. I haven't talked to Anthony a whole lot, but I think he's going to be here a good little bit.
I did too. You know, in the last minute we got on this segment, I mean, I don't see that. I think he was in the running even the last time when BG left for Georgia Tech, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that.
That I don't know for a fact.
Maybe not, but maybe. But he's wanted this, and, you know, he's someone who knows the traditions of Dayton.
He gets it.
He does. He really does get it here, and I think that's the thing. I mean, a lot of these assistants, this is something that Larry pointed out, I think, to someone the other day. The assistants that Dayton has right now, they're not used to 13,000 fans. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and plus, you know, as Nick pointed out about the renovations that are going on, you've been there, how nice they look. They're only going to get better and better.
That's
going to draw even more recruits. So I'm excited to see what these freshmen are doing. Again, it stinks tonight, but you know what?
Yeah.
72-69. Let's get Ohio University, and we're going to move on.
That's right. John and Troy. Actually, we're going to get you after the break, John. We got a break for news right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. More Flyer feedback after this break right here on the Home of the Flyers.
This is Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Own a business but baffled by digital marketing? You have to be there, but how? Introducing the all-new Cox Digital Marketing, a company you know with proven results. Right now, we can create a full report of your website, plus even audit your competition. Then, our digital media experts will work with you to create a custom digital marketing plan. Start today at coxdigitalmarketing.com. Proud to have Google's premier partner endorsement, their highest honor. Cox Digital Marketing, trusted custom solutions.
Nobody wants to get injured. But if you do, trust your care to the sports medicine team at Kettering Health Network. Whether you're a weekend warrior, youth player, or professional athlete, our individualized treatment plans are designed to get you back in action. Learn more about how we care for athletes at KetteringHealth.org/sportsmed. That's KetteringHealth.org/sportsmed.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Dayton is buzzing with excitement. There's a housing boom, a new modern I-75, the new River Run, the library, and a newly renovated UD Arena. Code Credit Union is proud to be a part of Dayton's revitalization with our new headquarters and the renovation of our Monument Avenue branch. Code is proud of our Dayton roots and serving the Miami Valley for over 77 years. Code Credit Union, one good reason after another. Learn more about us at codecu.org.
Member NC. UA.
Own a business but baffled by digital marketing? You have to be there, but how? Introducing the all-new Cox Digital Marketing, a company you know with proven results. Right now, we can create a full report of your website, plus even audit your competition. Then, our digital media experts will work with you to create a custom digital marketing plan. Start today at coxdigitalmarketing.com. Proud to have Google's premier partner endorsement, their highest honor. Cox Digital Marketing, trusted custom solutions.
Clouds gradually break tonight. We dip down to 29. Partly sunny Friday, becoming breezy. We're up to 53. Rain develops late Friday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Call with your questions and comments now. 457-1290. Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, Flyer fans, welcome back into our studios here in Dayton. John Bedell, John Tisdale, and you here for Flyer Feedback. Dayton a loser tonight, 72-69, not nice, to the Hofstra Pride, and they are onto the loser's bracket at the Charleston Classic. They will play the OU Bobcats. Friday, tomorrow at 7 p.m. So for the second time in three games, tis the Flyers going to get some hashtag Maction. And as one of my buddies tweeted me, they also get the mighty Akron. How about them Akron Zips? Big win the other night against the aforementioned OU Bobcats. They get Akron when they come home. So already, tis next week. So my buddy Steven tweeted me, the MAC title's on the line.
Oh, brother.
That was well played, Steven. I like that.
Oh, boy.
That was good. Hey, 457-1290 is how you can join us. Go to the bone lines again to our good friend John and Troy. John, how you doing tonight, brother?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. You're probably thinking I'm going to throw Anthony under the bus.
No, why would I think that?
No, I wonder why.
I wouldn't think that.
No, I just think everything you're saying I agree with. I mean, I think they're a very young team. And when they're young, they make fouls, and sometimes they have some chemistry problems. You know, guys not knowing where to fit in and where to be. I mean, I think I seen that with Savoda tonight, you know, at first when he came in. But, you know, the only thing I question Anthony on, but then again, I don't know what's happened on the scene, why if John Crosby wasn't in there at the end of the game. I mean, don't know why. Maybe he's injured. I don't know. Maybe you've heard, or I don't know. But I will say this. I think John has really, really improved his play. I'm very impressed with him. And so has Daryl Davis. I mean, it's just going to take a little time to get the chemistry in sort. And I think they'll be a team that gets better and better. And I'm very, very intrigued with what, you know, Kostas brings to the Flyers. His length. Was basically he was a one-man wrecking crew out there defensively tonight, which got us back in the game.
Yeah, he was a guy that, John, as you mentioned, with, you know, wondering why Crosby was not in the game. That was something that Larry was kind of wondering out loud on the air. And the only thing I can think of with not hearing directly from Anthony about that is my guess was maybe the situation that they had with Kostas, and that when Cunningham got in foul trouble, Anthony was like, you know, we just really liked what Kostas was doing and the flow he was giving us. Yeah. So we just kept him in there. Maybe that might have been when he was doing with Crutcher. Because I agree, he looked really good early in the game, but maybe in the second half, Anthony thought, well, I just like what Crutcher's giving us out there. He liked the way it was going, so he just stuck with it. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, John, he was blocking shots. He was affecting many more others.
Oh, yeah.
Grabbing rebounds, as Anthony said, that only he could go and get. Saw flashes of what could be. You know, I think it's going to be a special talent by that time. You know, he's raw.
Yes.
He's one of those young guys, yes. And he's one of the five they have on this roster who have never played college ball before.
He just gets in the passing lanes. I mean, and like I said, you know, the one thing that's kind of stuck out, even the few minutes he played the other night, he really hustles. I mean, he's out there giving it all he's got. And I just think that down the road, we're in for something special with him.
Yeah, it should be fun. If he's, as Bucky said, if he's half the player that his brother Giannis is, look out. Because this kid's, he's raw, but man, does he have some potential. And that's the thing you mentioned too, John, that they did well tonight, and Larry mentioned this a couple different times, was that there wasn't any of that high school, what was the term Larry used? None of that high school kind of lag. You know, they were out there playing hard.
They were.
Looked like the game was too fast for them or just kind of lackadaisical, that you can get away with at the high school level. They're playing hard for Anthony right now. They really are.
How many minutes did Devin Davis get in? I think I seen him in there once.
Devin Davis or Daryl Davis or Jordan Davis?
Devin Davis.
I think you're thinking of Jordan Davis.
Jordan Davis?
For UD?
Yeah, Jordan Davis. Excuse me. My bad.
He only played about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's a guy that he didn't play at all against Ball State. So that's another guy that, you know, Nate Green was talking Friday. Maybe he's one of those ones that, you know, Anthony just maybe doesn't feel he's ready for heavy minutes, you know, with what he's seeing in practice, possibly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But that's another kid that, you know, raw, but serious size, legit 7-footer.
So. Yeah.
It takes time. It takes time with size. It does.
Yeah. I think they'll be all right. But, yeah, like you said, John, I mean, this is a fun team. I'm intrigued to see, you know, where they end up this year. I don't know what kind of team they're going to be, what's going to be their identity or what they're win. Like I said, I keep sticking to somewhere between 17 and 20 wins.
But this is going to be a fun team to develop. About right. I mean, I think they're. It's just like you said. It's in one of these transition periods. I mean, it's just the way it is. And you know, we you know, we were going to be young, you know, even if Archie had stayed. I mean, just it's just one of those things that, you know, I do think this team will be a real good team next year.
Okay. All right, John, we got to go. We got music in my ear, but we thank you for the call here on Flyer Feedback. That's going to do it for us Flyer fans. One more time, Dayton the Loser, 72-69. They're back at it tomorrow, though, right away, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Our coverage starts with the Bud Light pregame show at 6. Tiz and I, since we're tipping at 7, we'll see you after for Flyer Feedback. So until then, I'm John Bedell.
I'm John Tisdale.
We'll see you on the radio tomorrow night, Flyer fans. Until then,
go Flyers. Flyers.